The Holy See clearly defines that a sovereign nation has the right to control its borders and the admittance of who comes into the country. But at the same time, this should be balanced under the understanding of the common good. Nations should be, again, generous in accepting workers and immigrants for permanent residence. That is the balancing act. Unfortunately, most of the problem of undocumented migration is because there's a labor need that's not being addressed by the current immigration law. So the labor need is attracting people, they're finding jobs, and they're staying in countries in undocumented status. The immigration laws have not kept pace with the need for workers.
You are the only religious representative at these talks. What unique insights were you able to provide to the other participants from this religious point of view?
I think we have a well-thought-out understanding of migration. The church has been thinking and teaching about this for now over 100 years with the issue of our own people migrating, as well as the human dignity of people when we're talking about trafficking and refugees and asylum seekers. So I do think we have something to offer. We have a moral framework, and that was what was very acceptable, and people did want to hear what we thought, because it makes most sense.